What did the livestock sector do at the close of yesterday? I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. As we look at the cattle sector, we saw live and feeder cattle down about $3 to $5 across both of those contracts at the close of yesterday. Hogs were up about a dollar across that contract. And Randy Martinson with Martinson Ag gave us his update on those moves.
Seems like it was kind of a quiet day, but I mean, you know, for the most part, I think that we're still looking at the concerns about, of course, the cattle on feed report coming out on Friday, but also what we're going on as far as supply and with the administration and different things that they're putting out. We're a little still concerned about where some of the supply could be coming in, the increase in imports to help stabilize prices for the consumer. And I think all that continues to put some pressure in on the cattle markets. I kind of look for this thing to see a little bit of better performance, a little bit of technical strength come into play. But we got to get a little bit more comfort as far as supply is concerned for that to happen.
And are there any feelers about what the Friday cattle on feed report will entail?
You know, there are. I mean, right now the average guest has the on feed number coming in at 98% of a year ago. Placements at 92% of a year ago and marketing's at 92%. But you know, the big thing is now, will we see some reference to the October report too, or will this just be the November numbers that we see and we kind of brush over and forget about October?
And despite the low cattle market yesterday, we did see hogs kind of hold their own and closed in some green there. Hogs are really cheap at the moment, but Randy fills us in there.
I think you said it right there. The hogs are cheap, and I think they just saw a little bit of a bounce here today. You know, we've been seeing them get kind of beat up here as of late, and I think now we're finally starting to see that they have, you know, trying to get a little value and see a little bit of the funds come back into the marketplace.
And again, that's Randy Martinson with Martinson Ag helping us out yesterday at the close of the market day. And remember to catch him at 1:30 on Wednesday for the commodity wrap analysis. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.